some very awkward commentary on Fox News over the weekend. Apparently, Barron Trump, age 19, had a date, and when he brought the date back to Trump Tower, I believe that's where, or Mar-a-Lago, they cleared an entire floor for him. I guess it was Trump Tower.
Is he still living in New York?
Yeah, I think he's going to school there, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not on campus anymore, I heard.
Is that right?
I think I heard that at the beginning of this semester, that he's not on campus.
Well, at 19, he has a date, and because of security, when he brought the date home, again, he got an entire floor of Trump Plaza to himself, Trump Tower to himself. So Jesse Waters, who's a longtime host on Fox News, was talking with another expert about this. And the conversation, I think, and a lot of people have said, got very, very awkward.
He brought her back to Trump Tower. He shut the whole floor down at Trump Tower just so he could be alone. One of his classmates said this: he's tall and awkward, but he was the thing, the guy. He had a lot of girls running after him. Another said he's a ladies' man for sure. He's really popular with the ladies. He's tall and handsome. A lot of people seem to think he's pretty attractive.
He obviously did for security reasons. The security needed to sweep the floor. They shut down the floor. But man, this guy's got game. I mean, 6'7", and he's got a whole floor at Trump Tower for a freaking date. I hope something good came out of that date. I mean, I'm not going to say what.
Something not too
like
good.
Dessert.
Not too good. Really that, good. He needs to wait.
Homemade dessert.
Okay.
Their private chef.
The Trump cookie.
Yeah, you got the old Trump cookie going up there. Gross. They're speculating.
I mean, you got to at least blow it for the whole floor, right?
Well, that's got to be awkward with Secret Service there.
This guy's got game. Yeah, do you think Secret Service looks on?
They're like, I can't leave you alone. Please, dude. For 5 minutes, I'm begging you.
Is there such a thing as a Trump cookie, or is that a metaphor for sex? I don't know.
I don't either. Mm.
Is that what you get when you visit Trump Tower?
I don't know.
Is that in the? Is there a bakery on the ground floor?
Let me tell you, though, best ride home the next day if you're her. A Secret Service escort home? You cannot call that the walk of shame.
Or do they just kick her out and put her in an Uber?
No. I think you take her.
Yep.
If I was, and I'd make sure if I was Barron, you say, listen, you take her all the way home.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All the way back to the dorm.
That's right. But you're probably right. Probably five guys are in the room while you're...
Well, at least right outside.
Mm-hmm. Getting down to business.
Yeah.
He cleared the whole floor.
It's you know, you hate to invoke the double standard, but had this been the George W. Bush girls or the, God forbid, the Obama girls, the coverage would not have been the same. I hope they got laid.
100% no. Right. That's 100%
giant
right.
Double standard.
It is, yes.
Well, I mean, the Bush girls were kind of known for partying, and they raked them over the coals for it.
Jenna was the one
of them for sure. One of them had a DUI.
I think she was the one that was the partier, and she's now on the Today Show.
Or maybe not a DUI, but she was partied,
you know. And she would like, I know one time she stuck her tongue out at the press and that kind of stuff, you know, because she thought they were too invasive. Man, that was
you're not turgid, are you?
No, I got uncomfortable with that.
Okay,
I didn't like, especially the girl. If it was the girls, very uncomfortable.
I hope he got something out of it at least.
Yeah, like he's
a Trump cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back with the shutdown.
Yikes.
Cringe.
I don't know. It was a little cringy.
And how tall did they say Barron is?
6'7".
Oh!
Barron and I are the same height. We look eye to eye. We should have Barron in studio.
Oh, yeah.
And then I do that thing where we back up.
Easy get.
You know, we back to back and have Christian measure us and be like, which one do you think?
You've got that Simeon slouch.
So does he. So does he. You heard his classmates were like, yeah, he's awkward and slouchy. That's what I am. We're 6'7". Oh! We are.
Do you think the girl knew who he was? What does your dad do for a living?
God.
Oh, my gosh. I have a whole floor.
Whose name's on the building? That's your name. Weird.
Exactly. Crime Beat, can you cut this officer some slack? This happened, I want to say Florida. He was driving by, Leon County, Florida. A police officer on August 7th was driving by a Circle K, and he saw a man waving what he thought was a gun toward the Circle K, like, to the glass where the Circle K is. He's out at the gas pump. Well, it turns out the guy in question was waving the gas pump. But when the officer saw it and thought it was a gun, he went over and said, put your hands in the air. You've got a gun. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? The whole thing is on body camera. Very clear video and audio. So he pulls into the Circle K and says, drop it right now.
Show me your hands. Okay. Stay in the car. Okay, turn around. Place your hands behind your back. What are you doing?
I'm filling up gas, man.
You understand you're holding it like this, like it's a pistol, right?
No, I was showing her to cut the pump on. Okay.
He was showing it to the woman inside, saying, hey, cut the pump on.
Pump five.
And he's got the, you know, the gas nozzle is all he's got out there. The cop thought it was a gun.
It's not what it looks like to the motoring public on the roadway.
I was just showing her the thing to let her know to get the gas.
Do you have your ID on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I turn around?
Yeah, that's fine. But you understand, you're holding it like this, and it looks like a handgun, right?
No, I'm trying to let her know to pump the gas, bro.
Okay.
Why you, what the
All right, now it's dawned on him. What? This guy's got a gun on me.
There is only one way to hold a gas pump. I mean, it has a handle.
Yes. Now, when it's been a long time since I had to say, hey, start this pump. I've never waved the pump.
Yeah.
I've just like
waved my hand.
But he was waving it. I mean, it's no big deal.
No, I think, and I bet this happens with police officers. Do you think he realized like, oh, I've taken this too far, but then... Mm-hmm. You got to go with it.
You can't back down.
You can't back down.
So then he's like, I need to see your ID.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm pumping gas.
Yeah.
What do you need my ID for?
Because I bet he realized like, oh man, the guy was just telling the lady that the pump wasn't on.
You know, now at that point right there, how do you think the cop should have handled it? I think he should have apologized. Man, I'm sorry. I thought that was a darn gun. My fault. Can't be too careful.
Someday we'll laugh about this.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. You know, I thought.
Yeah, let me buy you a pack of naps.
Yeah. But instead, he's like, let me see your ID. For what?
For what? Yeah.
That's my question.
And he had him, like, you know, get on the ground.
I mean, he held his ground?
No, he held his hands up. He put his hands up.
But it's like, give me your ID. For what?
Yeah. Even after the hands are up, I would, and the guy says, I'm pumping gas. I wave the gas. And he could have said, geez, from my view, it looked just like a gun. I'm so sorry.
That's and he really could have said, hey, man, be careful doing that.
Yeah. Yeah,
nowadays, you never know.
Yeah.
There's guns everywhere.
That's really, he could have diffused it. The cop could have. Instead, he went with the ID. He takes the ID back to his car and looks at it and everything. Well, now.
Is the man cuffed or is he not cuffed?
Never cuffed. Okay. Never cuffed. Now, here comes other people. And they're like, now everybody's got their phone out, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm recording this. You've got a lawsuit.
Put your hands in there. Put your hand behind your back.
Yeah. What?
I'm sure there's cameras.
Mr. Ruff,
I ain't got nothing to say to you, bro. I ain't did shit and I ain't being detained. I want to go. I don't got nothing to say to you. You know what you did. I don't got no rap.
Well, it looks like he's holding a gun.
Sure no, that don't look like no gun when you see this bitch right here swinging.
I didn't see that, sir.
He said, see this bitch like this swinging. He's talking about
the hose itself.
The hose itself. You see this bitch right here swinging. The guy's like, I did not see that bitch swinging.
No, sir, I did not see the swing.
You ever seen a gun that's hooked to a hose, sir?
Once in training.
Now this woman's like, that's exactly what he did. And she's holding her phone up, you know. But his body cam caught it beautifully.
You saw what you wanted to see. You saw a mother with tattoos. Why would I be holding a gun like this right here? And who? Man, you saw what you wanted to see. You profiling mother.
He called him a profiling MF-er. And he said, you saw an MF-er with tattoos and you saw what you wanted to see. He gets more and more angry through the entire thing.
Well, I think, yeah, because at first you're like, what? But then I think you do start to get more angry because you realize how dumb this was, but also that we're now moving past to where it's like, give me your ID.
Yeah, I can't believe it's still happening.
Yeah.
And he did have a gun pointed at him.
Yeah.
But later, the police officer starts to drive away, then thinks better of it and goes inside the Circle K and says to the clerk. The clerk goes, what's going
Please
on?
Please tell me you feared for your life. God.
I got to put something in my report.
Please tell me you thought that was a gun. Please tell me you thought that was. Why would I think the gas pump was a gun? Oh, God.
He went inside and said, and the woman says, what's going on out there? He goes, I thought he had a gun. He was waving it around, so I stopped and detained him for a moment.
I'm sure you feel safe now. No, I always knew it was a gas pump. I just didn't flip on the switch.
Yeah, I forgot to flip the switch. So here's what I think should happen now. I think the cop, I mean, he knows the guy's name. He's got his ID. Should call him and say, let's get some lunch. I want the two of us to go and break
bread. Lunch.
Yes, I want to break bread.
Hug it out, maybe?
Yeah. Hug it out and explain, that's on me. I'm so sorry. But once I pulled in, I went too far with the ID. You explained yourself, but it sure looked like a gun from my viewpoint.
You always wanted to go one step further with the lunch.
Yes.
Ever since Obama went and had a beer with somebody.
That's it.
That
the,
one
beer,
time.
The beer summit.
Yeah, the beer summit. It's like you really took that on.
I did.
I think you call, maybe you call and just say, hey, sorry about that. You know, I'm sorry it happened, but I don't think we need to go to Applebee's together.
If we do, could you at least cover your tats?
Yeah.
So what happens to the cop? How big a trouble do you think he's in?
I don't think anything.
No? No trouble?
No, I don't think there's any trouble at all. I think the guys back at the station will probably start giving him a hell of a time.
Yeah, you don't think? I mean, he goes, he pulls his gun, points it at the guy, puts his hands in the air. But he did think it was a gun, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think there's anything disciplinary for the officer.
Well, thank goodness it didn't get worse than that. Because the woman there who was filming said, you got a lawsuit. There's cameras at Circle K. Mm. I mean,
there's no lawsuit there.
I think cops can detain
you. Cops can detain you for any reason.
Well, wait a minute now.
Well, he thought he can argue and say, I thought it was a gun, so I detained him.
I was the motoring public. I thought it was a weapon.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's right. So, no harm, no foul, I suppose, when all is said and done. But the guy was really mad for having it done. I'm telling you, go to Applebee's. Get yourself a...
Whatever. We do the 2 for $25.
Yes.
3 for $3, whatever.
And I think the cop has to buy. I think the cop has to pay.
Oh, the cop definitely has to pay.
And say, I'm sorry, that's on me. I shouldn't have done that. Mm. I want these two to come together. I felt bad for both of them, honestly.
I bet that cop, though, I bet his buddies in the force are going to give him hell. Every time they go to pump gas, they'll be like, easy, Frank, easy.
Woo, look out.
Is that thing loaded?